13.3 Insects.
Spider pie, anyone? Beetles and grasshoppers do not feature prominently on Western menus at the moment. But with worldwide land shortages and an increasing population, that may change. Soon, insect farms may be as common as chicken farms. Kirsten, what can you tell us about developments on this front?
First off, eating insects is much more commonplace than people realize, forming an important protein supplement for about 2 billion people worldwide. In Ghana, for example, termites are fried or minced and made into bread, while in Nigeria, chocolate-coated beetles are a popular snack. In fact, beetles are the most commonly consumed insects worldwide.
I once ate a taco with jumilis, or stink bugs. They're typically eaten alive in Mexico, and having that taco was a weird experience. The bugs run into your mouth when you bite down.
What did it taste like?
Like aniseed, with a whiff of cinnamon. Not bad, actually. Mexico has more edible species of insects than any other country in the world, but most of them are caught wild, not farmed. Could this be a problem?
Yes. Wild-caught insect species have grown more scarce with their growing popularity. Eating an entire insect species into extinction may have terrible consequences, so insect farming is definitely the way to go.
In general, I have to admit that cockroaches and crickets hardly strike me as mouth-watering snacks. Why are both the UN and the EU so keen on expanding insect farming and promoting the consumption of creepy crawlies as part of our diet?
Not only are many bugs rich in protein, low in fat, and high in calcium and iron, but insect farms need little space. Environmentally, micro-livestock farming beats conventional farms hands down. The creatures are far better at converting plant biomass into edible meat than even our fastest-growing livestock, and they emit fewer greenhouse gases. They grow exceptionally fast, and they can thrive on the waste of many industrial processes.
Getting rid of waste, both industrial and biological, is an important and often overlooked side effect of insect farming. We feed farmed insects the waste. They breed and multiply and are, in turn, consumed as food by humans or processed as animal feed. A win-win situation.
Healthy, green, and easy to produce. It sounds like the holy grail of farming. Why don't we see more insects on the menu?
I think our squeamishness is the biggest problem by far, but it's just a matter of time. In the U.S., a 1,200-square-meter cricket farm is doing good business selling cricket powder to retailers who use it to make protein bars and flour. The same company is breeding grasshoppers in Mexico. And a Dutch insect recipe book includes delicious options like mealworm pizza and locust ravioli.
Oh, no.
It's the food of the future.
So, instead of insects biting us, we'll be biting them.
Yes.